My babysitter was over the house yesterday, and she was talking about the buttons, and she's saying that she's teaching her dog how to use the buttons to talk. Crystal had reached out to us on Instagram a long time ago saying that her dog is button trained. Can you explain what this is and how this works?
Yeah, Crystal, this is really work. Is this sorcery? Is this some sort of carnival game?
That's what I thought when we first started. We currently have, I believe, 68 words. He's able to ask for things. He's able to narrate. He's able to talk about his environment.
Come on. Wait a minute. What? asking for things, I understand saying, listen, I want a treat, or go outside. I would imagine those are some of the regular types of commands.
Those are usually your beginning words.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You want something that will engage your animal, that will get them wanting to use the buttons.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that your dog can narrate.
Oh, yes.
Explain to me what that means, and please give me a specific example.
So he will talk about his environment. So if there's a loud bang, he'll tell you sound, or he'll tell you concerned that he's worried about this thing.
What? The dog is expressing his anxieties?
Isn't it phenomenal? If you want to follow Zodiac, and that's the name of your dog. Crystal, what kind of dog is Zodiac?
He is a American Staffy mixture.
So it's Zodiac Can Learn on Instagram. It's Zodiac _Can_Learn, right?
Yes.
And we'll put a video up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, too, to show what Zodiac does. But it looks like a board that's on the floor that's all these different buttons, and each of them has, like, a word on it. And then he knows just to go push the button, and it delivers the message to you. Now, does he put them together to form sentences, or is it just kind of like...
He has recently started doing that, so he will tell you a sentence now.
And how long does it take to train a puppy to do that? Because I know that my babysitter just started, and she's like, they're on two words, you know, it's like very early on.
Yeah, so Zodiac is what they consider a senior learner. So we started when he was 7.5, he's 9 now. So dogs my age will sometimes take a little bit longer just because they've already established like a communication with you with body language and things like that. So it takes them a little bit longer for them to be like, oh, okay, we're going to use these now.
I mean, this is absolutely crazy. I've got to get one of these boards in my house.
Yeah.
But once I get this board advanced enough, like I'm getting my dog a job. Like, I mean, this will be great.
I wish it was that easy.
I mean, data entry is right around the corner.
They're going to take over, I think.
I saw one viral Instagram where the dog would constantly call his owner the B word whenever she would not give him a treat.
Huh.
Do you have any swear words on your board for Zodiac?
We do not. So we are actually participating in a study right now with UCSD. So swear words are not in our area. We need to keep it PG-13.
Good. Mm.
So there is some dogs that are using the word poop in the same kind of way we would use another kind of word.
I understand.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. I mean, why are we even exposing pets to these kind of terrible words?
I found no proof yet.
I mean,
all I do is I keep getting dog Zodiac signs coming up here on Google. I'm going to need that address again.
Raven doesn't know what he's doing. So, Crystal, if people want to, like, teach their dogs how to use these buttons and start talking, too, where do you suggest they start?
So if they go to my Instagram page, there's a link to our Beacons page in my bio, and through there they can click on the link to get Fluent Pet Buttons, which is the company that we use.
Imagine the possibilities.